It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There are new details still coming out about the deadly explosion at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia, 15 months after that accident. Last night, the Mine Safety and Health Administration told families of the victims that the owner of the mine kept two sets of books. One set was used internally and listed safety hazards. The other, presented to federal mine inspectors, did not. From Beckley, West Virginia, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The briefing was private for the 29 families who lost loved ones last year. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration is still investigating the massive explosion that ripped through Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine, and the agency says it'll be autumn before a final report is ready. But some of those listening to the updates say they've heard enough, even as they learn new bits of information.
Just to have someone to lay it out for you like that, to know that these 29 men died for no reason, that they should be here right now with us, that we should not be going through this.
Bobby Pauley's thoughts and voice fade to quiet tears. She was also an Upper Big Branch miner, and she lost Boone Payne, her future husband, in the explosion. Pauley was not surprised to hear about two sets of records for the mine, with the official status reports for MSHA, the Federal Mine Safety Agency, failing to disclose safety problems.
And I knew those reports existed, and I knew that the books that MSHA had access to weren't always correct. That was common knowledge at the mine.
Massey Energy is now owned by Alpha Natural Resources, and before the private family briefing last night, a spokesman said the company could not comment on any new information until it's disclosed during a public briefing scheduled this morning. Investigators also laid out for the families the precise path the fiery part of the explosion took.
You know, and you sit and wonder what these guys saw. You know, what was the last thing they saw? It's a big ball of fire coming out. Did he have time to think about his family? Did he have time to think about, you know, how much I loved him? Just things like that just run through your mind that really brings the pain back. It just brings the pain back for you.
And frustration and anger. Clay Mullins lost his brother Rex at Upper Big Branch. He's also a coal miner, and he understands the technical information investigators presented, which defies Massey's explanation for the blast. The company blames a sudden and natural inundation of gas from a crack in the mine floor. But that theory is contradicted by gas measurements reported by investigators last night. Mullins says it's time for federal criminal indictments of mine and company managers.
And that'll give me peace of mind. It's not going to bring my brother back or any of these 28 other men, but that'll give me peace of mind because I know that they're willing to sacrifice 29 lives for the production of coal.
A federal criminal investigation continues. The only charges so far do not relate directly to the explosion. Massey has insisted all along that it did not put production before safety. Gene Jones left the briefing more frustrated than ever, especially by the failure of Congress to enact tougher mine safety laws. Gene's brother Dean, an identical twin, died in the disaster, and Gene vows now to go to Washington to face every member of Congress he can.
You can't wait. If you continue to wait, it's going to happen again, just like it just did in April 5th, 2010. Then it's time to do something. And if that's what it takes for me to go do that, I've got the courage to do it. I'm just going to take a deep breath and go talk to them and try to speak out the best I can and be honest about it and make them listen to me.
Jones spoke, clutching his first step, an angry and sad letter to a U.S. senator about losing a brother so close. The two had their own secret language as kids. Only one voice remains. Jones says it's time to use it to speak out for his brother. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.